Gemara Megillah in the different Pischa Lahai Parshas. So the Gemara has different inyanim where different Tanoim darshaned certain Pesachs for the inyan of Megillah. So Rav Masna says that Rav Masna mehocha ki mi goy godla shaloy lakim kravim elav. Migoy Godla Asholakim Kwe Melov was the Pesach for the parasha of Megillah. So the Masha says that the Pshat is, since there's a Havamina, Haman Tainid that a Kaddish Baruch Hu was Deicha Kla Yisrael, that it says, there's a Yeshna Amechot that Yeshenim in a Mitzvah, and Kla Yisrael lost their Shaykh to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, that he didn't lose any Shaykhis. And on that you have the pasuk of Migoy Gadol, but the sefer of the pasuk is Bechol Kareinu Elav, that whenever we mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. So there is a richuk. Now, until now HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was Dama Nivcher, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hoylech Lefneim, and here it doesn't say that the pasuk is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Korev Elein, it says Bechol Kareinu Elav. So on the one hand, there is some nituk, it's something that it's not, it's the tain of Haman is right, and it's actually the Bechol Karein Elilov is a tshuva to that, and even though there's some nituk, it's going back to the matzah that was. In the pasuk by Amalek, it says, Vayizana Bechol Kol HaNechsholom Achrecha. So Rashi says, who are the Nechsholom Achrecha? So Rashi says, these were the people that the Onan were pilot because of the chait. So there were people that were niflot from the Onan, and they were in the Seif. Targum Yonison says that this was Shevet Don, and the reason why Shevet Don is called Nechsholim is because Pesel Micha. They kept Pesel Micha with them, and Vemela they called Choytim as a Klal. Demis is mitzad the Seder HaNasos. It's most matim that it say that it's done. Don was the one that went last, either mamish, or it says depending on if they went kifi seda masos or they went kifi seda of the chanoyos. But Shevet Don says was the one that went last. So when it says nechsholam achecha, so Don would be the one that was last. And the Yonis Mazil says they were chaitim, especially since the Pesel Micha was belonged to Shevet Don. But the problem is it says Don was the ma'aseh b'chol ha-machnis. It says that if somebody lost something, Shevet Don would travel in the back and pick it up. So Ki'ilu Shevet Don was the one that was a better part of Klal Yisrael. But if somebody lost something, and I'm sure it means more than just mitzad the guf advarim, mitzad gashmis, but a person lost something, they were the ones that brought it back to him. So Nechsholam Achrecha, the one that was last, should have been an ahayim madrega to some degree. So how is it that on the one hand Don is called Nechsholam Achrecha? Forget even about the Pesel Micha, but the Etzem Metzia is that they were the last ones out, so they be the ones that are Nechsholam Achrecha. And Mitzad Sheni, the one who straggles behind, is called Don, and he's the Maaseh V'Chol HaMachnis. Chazal Darshin that let's go. The Rambam brings the Yishalmi that Afilu Kol HaMeradim B'Teilim. That Kol HaMadim are seedingly bottle and Kol HaSforim are seedingly bottle except for Purim. So the Raivir is, so in the Rambam itself the Pshad is that the Tzoros will be Nishkochos and Bimela will only have Purim left over, but the Raivir says it can't be, that there's nothing that would become this battle Chas V'Shalom and Nichelek HaTzoros would become bottle. And the Raivir says Pshad is Afilu, Even if it was Shaykh that the rest of the Ma'adim and this will become bottle, this couldn't become bottle. The Raivit Pshad in Mitzat Pshad is much harder to understand than the Rambam. The Rambam is saying a Metzias, Tolkama Metzias, when things will become bottle, we'll forget the Tzoros or Yishayinis, the other Sfarim won't become Choshev, and the Neila will be left with this. So it's clear from that Chazal that this is more Chashev. But what kind of Pshat in Chazal is it? Even if everything could become bottle, this wouldn't become bottle. It's a very hard. If it's a Metzias, it's a Metzias. But as hypothesis to say that Lu Yitzur, everything would become bottle, this wouldn't become bottle. It's Mechateser. I mean, Chazal are giving ashara on something which is be'etzim rochik from the possibility. No chelak atari becomes bottle, and to say lu yitzur become bottle. And it's also is the pshat that it's more choshev? It's the pshat that Miguel says is more choshev. L'chur the pshat is it's a direct din in not being coming bottle. It's not the pshat. Just like let's say a person has two suits, and one could be a lot nicer and more expensive, but the other one doesn't soil or doesn't. It has some property that it doesn't become destroyed. There's something about, it's not the pshat that the chshivas of Megillas Esther is bigger than the Nevi'im. I mean, l'chur l'fiseida Adaris is not like that, l'fiseida Kedusha it's not like that, and mitzadine Kedusha, this is a din of Kisra Kodesh, this is a din of Nevi'im. But specifically for not becoming bottle, there's a yichud to Megillas Esther and to Purim over the other matim. In this inyan alone, in other inyanim, certainly Kedushas of Madim are bigger than Purim, Purim is Rabbanan, and other Madim are more chashiv. Others for him on the Vim, but mitzad the zichron le Yosef that they won't become bottle, for that specifically there's a mila, and I like to try to understand that mila. It says lam leitzeach al yelos hashacha. It's the mizma that the Goyen says is the mizma for Purim, and it's built on the Gemara. The Gemara says that yelos hashacha is going on. It's going on Purim, that just like the Shachar is the Seif of the Laila, so too the Purim is Seif Kolanisim. So the Gemara asks, it's not Seif Kolanisim with Eka Hanukkah. So the Gemara says Seif Kolanisim that's Nitali Kosev. So first of all, the Mashmos of the Chazal is, Mashmos of the Gemara is, it's a Maila. Ki'ilu, it's a Yelo, it's a Shachar. There's some sort of Maila in it that it's Seif Kolanisim. If anything, the Seif Kolanisim and the Seif of things that they call Seif, it's a chisar. Kilu, that was the very last Nais we could write down. It was the very last time a Nais could be written up and have a din of Kisra Kodesh. And Bemela, with that, it finishes. It's a mile in the sense that anything comes later has a lower darga. But the mashmos of the Mizmar is, Kilu, this is the mile of Purim of what was there before. It's the Lamaseach that we say on Purim. And it's the Yichud of Purim that it's the Seif Kolanisim Shidni Kosev. In a sense, learning it the way straightforward, it's mashma that the Seif Kolanisim is a mila over what was there previously. Even in the Nimshal of Ayelos Hashacha, it says that it's like Karnayim. I mean, it's not. It says that the Shachar is the Seif of the Laila. There's a mashmos here that it's. Ki'ilu, there's some mila in that nekuda over was there before, and I'd like to understand where is that mila in the seif kolanisim shenitli kosev. There's the inyan of in the inyanim of kilkulim. There are two inyanim of kilkulim in dvarim tovim. There's one inyan of kilkul of chet, which we used to. In other words, somebody is in the middle of doing something, he does something wrong, doesn't do something, does something, it's Ivan Eloisa say, does an essay. That is an inyan of chait, like a break in something. Somebody has a cord and he cuts it, gets cut somewhere in the middle. That is the kilkul of chait, and that is an understandable kilkul in every davatoyv. That's the mahalak of a kilkul. Chait the chet of Arishan, he was in the middle of doing good. He cut the cord in the middle. There's another inyan of kilkul that's a lot more subtle, and a remez for it, or at least a dugma for it in the pasuk. It says l'moshel by the meil. On the meil of the kohen gadol, there was the issur of tearing it, the lo yikareya. You're not allowed to tear it. It says that the pi roishay, that the seam, the end of it, was woven back again into the baggage. And the reason was because everything becomes unraveled at the end, at the seam, or at the lack of a seam, at wherever you finish. When somebody weaves something, the cloth always starts unraveling at the end, at the fringes, at the end. and there's really no way to stop it. No matter how long the beggar will be, if there's an end to it, and there has to be an end to it, it unravels at the end. And b'meila, you are going to start losing the beggar. The only eitza is when you weave the beggar back again into the beggar itself, then it becomes seamless. It goes, it feeds back again into where it starts from, and eventually you don't be'etzim get an end. The Maral always says that all k'tzavis is where Ra'a Shailet. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Seif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no end, and b'meila there's no tchila, there's no seif, there's no emtza, it's all one, and b'meila it's not nishlat, not by zman, not by anything. Anything within the framework of the world, anything within our metzias has a seif. And the seif itself is where the churban sets in, going backwards. Wherever something ends, that's where the thing starts becoming unraveled, and b'meila it's mispasha to the beginning again. So the seif of a beged is a mokoy machiza of ra be'etzim, and it's a kilkel be'etzim, let's call it. I don't know if achiza v'ra, but it's a kilkel, and b'meila it goes it starts unraveling the rest of the beged as well. Nitzina lemedim that there's a kilkel of chait in the middle where chait cuts something. Chet's a hole in a beged, it cuts a beged, like the chet l'moshel of the kilkel of Adam Arishin. There's another chet that the pasuk calls v'neishantem. When you become old, when something reaches its end, when something gets to its end, it unravels at its end. And b'melech keeps, and if the end unravels, the piece before and the piece before, until basically everything else becomes unraveled. Because there's no mokim, there's a gemar, and in the mokim a gemar, it's be'etzem mekulkul, and the kilkul spreads back to where it goes again. So in the kilkul of chet, it's shayach that the people should avoid. The person doesn't do a chet, then there's no kilkul. The kilkul of neishantem is a kilkul of the etzim in the metzias. Everything that has a gvul, everything has a seif, and in the seif and in the gvul, at its mokum gvul is where its mokum kilkul lies. The Purim is the mokum seif. Adar is the seif of Chadashim. That is where it's the end of in Chodesh Hashanah the Kaisel is minor to Adar finishes it. Purim is the seif of the Me'adim. Esther is the seif of Tanakh of Kisa Kodesh. V'chulu, all the seif of Bayis Rishon, the tail end of the Bayis Rishon is the tkuf provided for by Yisrael is where Purim was. Purim is shayach to the seif of Klal Yisrael, and b'meila it's a zman that be'etzem is shayach to kilkul. Vayezane b'chokol nechshol nechokol means no matter how long the line is, there's always the one at the end is the weakest link. It's the weakest link because he's not holding on to anything. Everything in the middle, we saw the morale a few weeks ago, that everything that's supported by two points, if one of them is missing, then it's be'etzim weak. Everything every link in everything that's woven is tied in at two sides, and that's why it stands firm. The last one has an open end, and that's and b'meila it's not tied in. So the nechshalem achrecha is always a metzius. Whoever's last in line has one side attached to Kaisol and one side is open to the outside. That is the mokrim kilkul be'etzim, and it's chal in every single aspect. It's chal in zman, it's chal in mokrim, and so on. There's a ktzei ha'aretz. Every piece has something that's holding it from two sides. There's a ktzei ha'aretz, and in the furthest place to go is Ktzei Aretz, where there's nothing afterwards. The tikkun for that is called, like, just like we said in the Pia Sachra, that you weave it back again into the Beged. When it goes back again into the previous Metzius, that's when it stops being an end, and the end is the same beginning. There's a mahalach and a hug of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, deep and hug, called Not Sefer B'Tchilasei, that the end of every mahalach goes back again to the beginning. It's in two different ways. There's something called Notz Tchila B'Seifei. L'moshol, Seif Ma'isev Machshav Tchila. On Shabbos, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he started the world came to realization at the end, which means that the Tchila is only realized in the Seif. And the Havana that we've mentioned a few times is because every step in the middle is just a Chetimtza, and the Seif is the final, what the person meant when he started with was the very end of it. That's a p'china of Noetz Tchila B'Seifei, that the Tchila is links directly to the Seif, in a certain sense skipping over all the intermediate steps. But there's a second Anhaga, very different than that Anhaga. It's called Noetz Seifei B'Tchilasei, that the Seif comes back to the beginning again, and B'Neila it weaves back in the beginning again. That anhaga of not seifer b'tchilasei is the anhaga of the inyanim of the tikkun of Purim. The Purim was the time when those inyanim that were niflat, l'mashal, Don, we said, was a nechshalim. In other words, Don be'etzem, since he was the seif of the masors, and anything that's the seif is lacking some. It be'etzem is easiest open for being attacked. It became the ma'asib l'kol ha'machnes. It fed back again into the machnes. It didn't stay at the end. It took the end and anything that was left at the end and brought it, fed it back again into the machnes. So Shevetan is both. Shevetan is tied to the Nechsholem Achrecha, Vayezanev Becha, Chasher Achrecha, it's the tail end of it, and the tail end of it feeds back again into the Tchila. That is the Metzius of Don. Megillas Esther was written, it was the Nechsholem Achrecha Kaviyachol of Kisvei HaKodesh. It Rashi says the Onan was piloted. Megillas Esther was niflat from Kisvei HaKodesh. Chachamim, she came, Esther came to Chachamim and she said, Kisvuni l'davis. And Chachamim said, Shileishim amate chavibayim loy. So Chachamim threw it out of Kisvei HaKodesh. It was written and it was nechshal achrecha. It didn't make it into Kisvei HaKodesh. And then when they found the pasuk and they darshened that there'd be another time, Amateus HaMalik, it came back again into Kisvei HaKodesh. In other words, its mehalach was the mehalach of Seif that fed back again into Tchila. The whole Metzius of when it says Hada Kiblua means that we said the word Hada means to come back again. It means that the thing itself it returns to its point of where it was. The Kabbalah's Torah had in itself a certain koyach that lasted up through Bayis Rishon. That was the amount. That was the energy that was inherent in Kabbalah's Torah, in as much as Klai Yisrael is Mekabalit. It lasted till that time. The Metzius is that it's at that point it, so to speak, ran out of steam. Hada Kiblua means they once again were mekablet. The Metzius of Noach Seifer B'Tchilasei means when they came to the Seif of it, they tucked it back again. They redid a Kabbalah's Har Sinai when it was the Sefer. So the Sefer of Torah, in a certain sense, was at that time, and Hadar Kibluah means they turned it back again into it. Let's go back to the Inyanim we started with. So the it's called Soif Kol Anisim Shenitnu Li Kosev, means because it was the end of Nisim. It's not just the Pshat, it happened to be at the tail end. In Nisim itself, it's not the Soif that goes back to Tchila. That's Soif for Hanukkah. But in the din of Kisvei HaKodesh, in the Mahalach of Nisim that are written in Kisvei HaKodesh, it's the Soif Kol Anisim. And being the Soif Kol Anisim, it has to feed back again into the Metzius where it came from. It has to feed back again into the original Metzius. So Soif Kol Anisim is the seam of where Nisim comes back again to the Sheirish. That's the mile of it, that's the yichud of it. And that's why it's just like in the Soif Laila, there's a Bekia of Shachar. Ayelos HaShachet, like the Ayelos HaKanayim, it's not the pshat that night stops and day starts. There's a weave in between Yom and Laila. There's Kanayim, the pshat is, it goes back again to day. It's not the pshat, it stops and unravels. The Metzius of Nisim of Megillah meant that it went back again, and it's something that had been out came back again in. The Ve'yazana v'chakol nechsholam achrech, we explained the Shevet Dan and the fact that it went back again. In the Metzius of Osidili Batal, the pshat is afilu kol ha'ma'adim could be nisbatel. Lu yitzur, all ma'adim would be nisbatel. It means that Purim specifically is oimed keneged bitul. It means that the afkar of bitul is that the only way you could, everything becomes bottle at some point. We're not talking about things that for some reason they stop keeping, even though that's one of the pshat and one of the Mahalchim Rishayim is that Kaisel would be mazniach some and they would be shamer, even if they stop keeping other things they would keep Purim. But suddenly, bottle means something that runs out its course becomes bottle. In Megillas Esther, its whole metzias is the hafkar of bittul from Klal Yisrael. That things that dvarim shebekdusha don't become bottle. Therefore, it's not that it's more kaddish than the other mayadim, but even if bittul and other mayadim, it's not bechreach that there's no bittul. Mitzad the Metzius of that Yontiv, there's nothing in it against the Kilkul of Bittul. In Purim specifically, since its whole Metzius is Keneged Bittul, its whole Metzius of the Yontiv is the Seif that came back again into the Tchila again, therefore it starts becoming Bittul. The Metzius of, and same thing with Sefer with Megillas Esther, since it's a Sefer that should have been bottle but found its way back again into Kisvei HaKodesh, therefore there's no shlita of bittul on it. There's a lot of spoken as far about Adi Yontev being Yisarusa de Leila, this being Yisarusa Lasata, this came from us, this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mikra. Anything of Ruchnius, all the inyanim of Ruchnius that we yoinik from the Makar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal and gave us Torah in Sinai. So the whole Dor V'Dor that we have Torah, then we have it Mikoyach Dat Gili. And on Leil Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalatas Gula, Inyani Gula, and Dor L'Dor we have those Inyani Gula coming from there. That is a Hemshech. For every Nekuda, Hemshech works. And it's possible if a person is zeicher could be kechadoshes bechol yoyim, and it should be like that. But if he doesn't want to, there's also the targileinu. The person can go on autopilot from what was, because when somebody gives me something, So I have it, and it's mine, Birusha. That works for every chelik of, that works for every chelik except for one. The place where that becomes batel, in other words, at the very seif, there is no hemshech. It's the, when a person stands on the nekuda of seif, at that, the mocker stopped sending out, it stopped being mainik, and now there's no more hamshacha from the mocker. There, it's not shayach. At this point, you can't be yonik from the mocker. At this point, it has to go back again, and that specifically is avodas adam. Without avodas adam, there is no going back again. And b'meila, if every piece of the way until this nekuda, it's shayach to keep going with koyach the rishenis. At this nekuda, it's dafka avodas adam, and he has to take it back to the mocker again. That's the pshat in the Masha of the Chol Kareinu Eilav. It says in the pasuk, Thomas Taina was Yeshna Mechad that the Yeshenim in Amitzvus. The Yeshenim in Amitzvus means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Merachakem. They're not Am Hashem. The Ashuras Hashchina and the Dveikus in Hakadosh Baruch Hu came from the Mikdash, and since the Mikdash was Chariv, this was. When it was over, this was when they shantem, and it finished. Beis Hamikdash is finished by Kal Yisrael. So Haman's taina was a right taina. It was the taina that it's finished. The teretz wasn't that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is like he was before. That's not true. Hakadosh Baruch Hu stopped. It stopped. There's no Mishkan. There's no Mikdash. There's no Ashras Hashchina. The Chol Kareinu Eilav means that we can loop it back again into the original, that we can take back the Seif, bring it back again to where it started from, and it becomes and we're back to the original Matzah. So the Taina of Haman is a Taina. It's not the Pshat. The first half of the Pasuk doesn't stand by itself. The Pasuk L'Pischa L'Hai Parsha is that this is the first time that the kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai Yisrael is totally in the Bechol Kareinu Eilav. That if we take it back, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and if we don't take it back, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking not there. So many in the Yonim the fact that the reason why the poor was chosen Adar is because that was the time of Ptiras Moshe, of Mises Moshe, and he didn't know that he was Noilat. It begs of itself to hear that Haman understood it as being the Seif, and he didn't understand that by Tzadikim the Seif is not Betchilasam, that the Seif of Inyanim are always go back to the Sheresh again. By tzaddikim, there is no edge left out. The pshat na Kadosh Baruch Hu's mimalish neisayim shal tzaddikim is tzaddikim don't have a fringe. They don't have an extra fringe sticking out that can unravel the rest. The tmimus and the shlemus of tzaddikim is that the seif goes back into tchila again. And there's no loops. So b'meila, Haman l'shitase was right, Taka, that it was the end. He didn't know the side of Seifa not b'tchilase. And like we've spoken, the difference, Amalek is Reish is going Amalek, Achrisa the Oivit, in his Seif, there's no Hemshech to his Seif, but because in Seifa not b'tchilase is something that Shaykh Dafka to Klal Yisrael. In the Hekif of the Bria, in the Inyanim of the Bria, there are two Mekairis where you have a Inyan of a Sefer Nas Betchilase. One in the Shulton of Ra, and one in the Shulton of Taif. It says that by the Rabbi Loza, by the Tano Shel Achnoi, it says that they will makif him with kashas like a Tano Shel Achnoi. Achnoi is a snake, it's a serpent. So the Rav says, the Farshim say, the mashal of a nochash is because a nochash is his derech to hold its tail in its mouth. In other words, the Ra is oimid on this inyan, and ki'ilu, it tries to imitate toiv, and it's makif something completely. Lemaisa, the nochash tries to get Adam vata to shufena. Okay, the roish tries to the nochash tries to strike a person his seif in his akev. But the nochash himself is a zelu maser, and a ki'ilu has a tzura of being oiches navi b'fiv. The real tzura of a nochash being of something being oiches navi b'fiv, b'ktusha, in other words, where it should be, is levyosim. Says the Goyen, says it in the Goyen's Masber, I guess, Safed Sneas, he speaks about it, that the Levyosan is a bria that is oiches nove b'fiv and is makif the entire world. It says Levyosan ze yatzarto l'sachik boi, that Levyosan is the bria of schoik. The ozimol is schoik pinu, all the inyanim that are shayach to schoik, the schar of Levyosan osnove is shayach to this inyan of schoik. The difference between schoik and avoida is that avoida finds anything that's work has a certain tachlis, and b'meila you go towards the tachlis, and once you get to the tachlis, it's finished with. Person wants to build a building, he works very hard, he slaps things together, he works, he hammers, he nails, he builds, he paints, it's finished. So anything in the world that fits in the category of avoda or amal has a seif, because that's its metzias. Schoik, because it finds its realization within itself, if I'm doing something because I enjoy it, that's called schoik. B'meila, there's no real end to it, because I have no matara, and the thing itself keeps reinforcing itself. A person who enjoys something that he's doing, the Rabbi Natan says in Sefer Yashar, when he speaks about Me'ava and Me'asina, he says that the Hatzlacha brings about Ava, and the more Hatzlacha the person has, the more Ava he has, the more Ava he has, the more he puts into it, the more he puts into Hatzlacha, and so on. So the Nyonim of Schoik and the Bria is those things that find their Metzias and their Tachos within themselves. In this world, it's also Adam Lamale Schoik Piv Schoik, because this is a world of Ayem Asayso Mochakabu Schar. There's no Tachlis. The world is only a place to do something for something. And B'meila Schoik has no Mokum in this world. Lasid Lavai, where it's a Metzias for the sake of a Metzias, that's where Mokum Schoik is. Levyosin, Zeyatzatel Sachik Boy, Levyosin is a Bria that's the Schoik in the world. The Mela, it keeps its zonav in its pair, because that's its metzias. When something feeds into itself, then it's kulei a bria of schoik, and it's shayach to the ilomis, it's shayach to the metzias of Lasid Lavai. When we speak about chet, so there's always an tshuva from chatoyim, then always there's a havmin, a person, maybe I won't do a chet. A chet seems to be something that's outside the norm. A person shouldn't have been doing a chet. If a person does a chet, then fine, there's an extraordinary mahalach of tshuva, Rashani and Kippa and so on, and a person looks at it that it shouldn't be a normal part of the avodah. The kilkul of the neishantem is a kilkul be'etzim of the bria. No matter what a person does, it runs out of steam. A person goes through a long zman and learns well, and But the teva hadvarim is, it's not only the teva hadvarim, that is teva, that everything has an end to it, everything has a seif. There is no end, there is nothing in the world that can stay forever the way it is, mitzad itself, because that's half of the mitzvahs of the world. This is the world of Yom HaSoison, everything goes to the tachlis, and b'meila, everything starts with energy from the mokker, and then it goes with a v'neishantem until it peters out. So petering out is part of the mitzvahs of everything. The problem is, not only is the kilkul and the seif, but the kilkul goes back to before also. So if the last day of Zman is weak, then the day before is weak. And if the day before is weak, the day before is weak. That's a metzius. As a person becomes more and more, a person goes through one Yom Kippur and it's not who knows what. So the second Yom Kippur is not who knows what. Everything that becomes dull and dries up and it gets out of steam, it runs out of steam, becomes a kilkul mitzad atzma, it becomes a seif, and it b'meila keeps unraveling backwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mahalach of avodah for this kilkul as well, and it's called not seifer b'tchilasei, that at a point when a person is running out of steam, a person can go back again. We think of ourselves that a chizuk that we do is just a patchwork, that something like this, so we'll mechazik a little bit. It's a mahalach of going back again that's deeper in a sense than tshuva. Tshuva itself, the kilkul was hefach hateva, there shouldn't be a hole in the middle of the garment, so there's a mahalach for tikkun. The end of everything is supposed to be. A person has an end, safe kala adam, safe adam lemisa, bin afat of afatashav. A person, there is. The safe, everything has a safe built into it, because that's the mitzias of the Bria, that since it is besafe, it has a safe, it finishes someplace. So whatever a person does, nobody's davening is as good the next time as was the first time. Nobody's chesed and so on. The fact that we have the ability to take it back again to where it was is not the pshat, it's a patchwork. It's the shmir on it. It's the pitacha, it's the seam that a person can take things where they're unraveled and take it back again to the original matzav. The koyach of his chatshus, of taking things back to where they was before, is where the avodah of a person's seif becomes linked to ein seif. It's the pshat where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed a person to be toyim of that schoik, that the etzem is shayach to lasid lovay. Any things that were niflot from the onan, people that were thrown out, inyanim that were gotten rid of, kisvei HaKadosh have never made it into, that were thrown out of kisvei HaKadosh, all of those inyanim came back again. The extraordinary skula, and in a certain sense, It is an extraordinary skula, and what a person, the angle of that a person can have in Purim, the angle of Hoda Kiblua, is that the person realizes that no matter what he does, no matter what good he goes, whatever good he undertakes, it'll always peter out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked in a koyach and the Bria that at the tail end of it, at the seif of the Chadashim, at the seif of the Kisra Kodesh, at the seif of Bayis Rishon, at all seifs, a person can take the seif and feed it back to the Ascholah again. In not seifei b'tchilosei, a person's avodah, which should be Baal Gvul, becomes ein seif in a certain sense. And yes, it has ups and downs, but it never finishes. It doesn't ever fizzle out, because when it starts going down, it kicks in again, the going back again. So in the skula of Yemei HaPurim, there's a skula to bring things back. Things that was chalnev and neshantem is not seifer b'tchilosei, And the dimension of schoik in the day, it's fakir. A person who drinks wine is mufka from gvulis. Schoik and yayin come together in the yonim of ra most of the time, but in yonim of toiv also. A person understands that when he starts to hearing ruchnius as ruchnius, when a person begins to understand that just being in a mitzvah of ruchnius, just learning, just doing avodah, that itself, that feeds itself. A person's normal avodah is with setting goals, and that has to be that way. A person is striving, is going someplace. But that type of avodah has the downside of having a seif. When a person is able to be toim in the seif in avodah, he's be able to take the ozimale seif pinu, a person has a te'im of that seif. The Gedolei Olam from Amsterdam, they used to be extraordinarily serious people all year. And Purim, there was a schoik on their surah, there was a schoik, a lightness, because there's a mockery for te'ima of schoik in this world when the schoik is the schoik of Luvyasim. A person can two things. A person can learn to understand that for every fizzling out, for every Yerida, there's a way to bring it back to the Sheirish, and Ashreinu, that a person has, that we have the ability to be Noit Sefer B'Tchilasa and always go back to the Sheirish again, from a Mokum that naturally should finish off to go back. And a person can, when a person is Toyim Atama the Schoik, when a person is Toyim learning for learning's sake, when a person is Toyim Avoida, a person davens not so that he should be answered, but he davens because he wants to daven, because davening has a time of its own. A person is mischassid not because it's better for everybody, but because chesed itself becomes a goal in itself. That's where the person is toyim, and that's schoik of lasid lavei in the schoik of yosin, and that's where the person is mafkia. That's where the person is mekasha the zonav to the peh. His noyetz the sefer b'tchilasei, and his avoda becomes b'likvul b'lisay.